Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ken Moorman. Good morning, you, Ken.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am good, and we're pretty excited about a book sale.
Again, twice a year we do this, and I was down there yesterday and looked in the room of stuff that we've got to get organized, or that we're getting organized and stuff. Wow, is there a bunch of books. I've every year we're amazed at how many books are people bring in for donate to resell. And, of course, some comes from the library upstairs of old and outdated books and dilapidated books and stuff. We've got a tremendous, tremendous selection.
I'm with you, Ken. I just never can believe. But we encourage people to clean off their shelves, and probably, if they're like me, they bring back some of the books that they got last time.
We'd have people doing that all the time. And right now, in the back of my minivan, the middle seats are folded forward. It is stacked 2 feet high from front to back.
All right.
Waiting to be recirculated.
Yes, and that's such a great thing. Now, and, of course, there are a lot of the popular kind of books that people go, okay, I've read that. I don't need to read that again. But one of the exciting things are the children's books.
Well, there's just a lot of children's books. And, of course, that's a big area because they're only 25 cents. And a lot of people, you know, you read one book several times and now the kids can read it to you, you know. So it's good time to rotate some. People that have got a bunch of children's books, bring them back, give them to us, donate them to us, and we'll let go out and they can get some more for only a quarter and
yes.
get something new in the kids'
yes.
life.
And I'm thinking some of them are in such great condition. Maybe they'd make even good Christmas presents. Let's think ahead to the holidays.
We have a lot of grandmas and moms, grandmas particularly, that come down and say, will this fit my age level girl? Or will this might fit my, this could go for my grandson. So it works good.
Yes, very good. Okay, so the kids' books are 25 cents. The paperback adult books are?
Oh, paperbacks are 50 cents. And all the hardbound books are $1. And then there are the bigger paperbacks that are not paperback size, that are $1 too. So they're regular books, a regular book price.
Okay.
And then all the other stuff, we have some electronic stuff. I don't know about that.
Are you still doing magazines?
Yeah, we do magazines. We don't search them out, but there always some comes in. They're a dime or 12 for $1.
Well, you know, some people love those, and some of them obviously are outdated, but some of them, like the quilting and the craft,
everything's
they're not outdated.
That's right.
So
that's right. It's there's a lot of people circulate them through them. People buy a dozen, two dozen, take them home.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah, you bet.
So it's a great opportunity. Now, Ken, we have not talked about when this is.
Oh, you mean like it's tomorrow?
Yes.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. All at the Atlantic Public Library. Just come in the south door off the parking lot, and you'll be welcomed by a whole bunch of people.
You bet. So that's the same hours as the library hours. You don't have to figure out that's
different.
Right.
That's right.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Friday, right.
All right.
Right.
So, and I know you don't have to bring your books or your bags. You could, but I know you have.
We've got plenty of bags, and we try to have some in the other rooms so that you can load your bags as you go.
Yes, that's for sure. So it's just great fun, I think. I guess if you don't like books, you wouldn't think it's so exciting. But think about somebody else on your list that you might give it to.
You know, there's always something. You know, maybe a man is looking for something, new ideas for he's got a shop and he wants some new ideas to carpenter stuff. Or maybe he's going to do some wiring, so he wants some electrical advice. We got all types of books like that. There's some coffee table books usually. I haven't been in there yesterday when they were putting it together and yet today, but I know what's been there in the past, and I expect it to be there again.
A big, big variety. Now, Ken, the purpose of this is not only to help people clean out their shelves, but it's especially important because this is a fundraiser for the library, and you do that in a lot of different ways. But today, I first want to talk about little libraries.
This is a we received a sizable donation from an anonymous giver last year, and we kind of set it aside to do something special with it. And while I was traveling in Wyoming a year ago, I went through a small community that did not have a library, And here on one of the corners, kind of in the middle of the town, was a post with a 2-foot by 2-foot little library. And it's part of an international nonprofit organization, Little Libraries, and they are all over the United States and some in Europe and stuff like that. They're online so that you can, if you're traveling, you can see where you could pick a book. The idea is you pick up a book, take a book, and leave a book. If you don't have a book to leave, you take a book. If you don't want to take a book, leave a book. But it's all in the idea of what libraries are for, to get people reading and to get books out there and to recirculate them. We spent some of the donated money for and bought and had made for us some libraries, little libraries. And they're well-built. Our first one went into Wyota, and it is being used tremendously. It's in the city park over there. Anybody in Wyota or surrounding area can go in there and pick up a book or leave a book. Then we went to Marnie. We're just kind of floundering, getting it going up there. It's right in front of the post office, and people can bring a book or leave a book. As of last week, we now have one in Atlantic. Of course, we got a big library downtown. Out in the surrounding area,
residential area.
It's right at the corner of 17th and Olive in the Harl Holt. It's a children's park there. It's right in the Harl Holt part. It's right along the edge of Olive Street. And it's just getting filled up in the next couple of days. We had a long time trying to get it there, and now we've got it there. Now we've got to get it filled up with books.
Because in addition to providing that service to other people, there has to be a volunteer or somebody who kind of checks it out, make sure that there's books there, not overflowing.
We have a very dedicated volunteer lady that is going to go to these little libraries and keep them filled up. She's got a bunch of books. We provide her with all the books she needs, and the idea is to get out and read and to trade your books around and get rid of some of them and put some more back out.
I think it's neat when you're talking about traveling that you could go online and you maybe pick up a book at this town, you read it several nights before you go to bed, and then, or out there in the sun when you're on the beach or wherever, and then you can take it back somewhere else.
A weekend ago, I was up at my daughter's house in Minneapolis, and I turned the corner from off of her main street onto the Moore Main Street and looked right straight ahead, and there's a little library. And I said, oh, look, Marianne, there's a library over there. And she said, where? Well, a library? No, that's a little bitty library. So they're everywhere.
That's so exciting, Ken.
It is. It was. I couldn't believe it.
And it is. You can go online and go Little Libraries, because that's sort of an official name.
It's something like that.
Yeah. And look for it. I'm with you. I'm so excited about, nearly every town in Cass County has a library, but there's a couple that don't.
Yep.
And then, like you say, maybe you're stopping somewhere else. And
there's couple do now.
Yes,
they
that's
got a
right.
mini library.
So if anybody is interested, I guess there's a couple more of those you have to put out. If somebody says, this is where there ought to be a little library,
we'd be listening.
Get a hold of the library. And, of course, this is the Friends of the Library group, board, volunteers
volunteers.
Do the book sale as well as getting these little libraries out there. So, Ken, it would be a good idea if somebody would like to be a member of the Friends of the Library.
We are always taking memberships. We're now signing up people for 2018. It's $10 a year. They can leave their $10 off at the desk where we're taking money tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the library sale. We'd love to have more people because we need volunteers always to come and man the sale. If they want to mail it in, they can mail it into Marianne Moorman or me at 1800. That's my old address where I used to live.
2500.
2500.
But they could also just take it to the library desk anytime.
You betcha.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Or mail it there. And, $10, Ken. I mean, how do we spend $10 so easily? And it goes for a really, really good cause.
You betcha.
A lot more than the little libraries we talked about. Lots more other activities. So, again, Ken, remind us, the fall book sale is?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening.
the Atlantic Public Library. Lots of good parking there. Come on by and pick up some books. Thanks so much to Ken Moorman.
Thank you for having me.
Until next time, here's a thought. Whenever you read a good book, somewhere in the world, a door opens up to let in more light.